I've come for a day out to Brimham Rocks Adventure Farm. First thing on the list, I have got to come and see the animals, particularly the babies. I am with someone who's going to tell me a little bit of what's what.
I'm Richard, and I'm the owner, well, half owner,
yeah.
Me and Wicky.
How many kids are there in here? And when we say kids, we're talking baby goats rather than children.
Yes, there's nine little kids, they're 3 weeks old, in this pen with the mum and the dad, actually. Dad's still in here, he's there with the big horns.
He is the one with the big horns. They are adorable, and they're 3 weeks old. So the children and the mums and dads that come and visit Brimham Rocks Adventure Farm, can they touch these goats?
Yes,
or is it a view?
If the goats and that come to the pens, they're quite welcome to touch them and everything. And usually about dinner time, we have some other goats and some little pet lambs that we bring out, and they can feed them. And
oh, heaven. In here, we've got two donkeys.
We've got two miniature donkeys in here.
He's coming over.
This one's called Kenko.
Hello, Kenko.
And this is Poppy, which is her baby from last year.
Poppy, I'm currently stroking Poppy.
So Poppy's about 8-9 months old now.
Okay, hello. Oh, you want a bit more? Want to do a little interview?
Not sure about that. No. Not sure. Right, next pen. These look like cows to me.
Yeah, these are young cattle.
Hello. Oh, they're getting up. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
disturb
you.
They're about 8 months old.
So they're all quite young, aren't they, actually, the animals in here?
Yeah, if you keep them young, they're better for the children, and they're not as dominating, if you like.
Okay, not strong.
If I put a 3-year-old cow in there, she'd be stood over the top. And
yeah, it might be a bit scary.
So the kids learn more by the little ones and then how they grow and stuff like that.
Okay. And what's the favourite animal? What do you think the kids are most drawn to?
They love brushing the pigs.
Do they love brushing? Oh, have you not seen the pigs? Hang on, I'm so sorry, piggies. Oh!
Come on, you.
They love brushing the pigs.
So you have some brushes?
Right. Oh, my goodness, please, can I brush a pig?
Yeah.
I've got it's like a tiny little sweeping brush. This is so cute. Hello, do you want a brush too? Oh, they like it, don't they?
Oh, they love it.
Look at it go! A variety of people coming for the day out today then at Brimham Rocks Adventure Farm, and I found a whole group of people who have just helped two scarecrows get married. It sounds bizarre, but it was wonderful. We've got two mums here. What are both your names and where are you from?
Sarah from Harrogate.
And Jodie from Harrogate.
And you both have two girls who are about the same age. Tell me, what are their names and how old are they?
I've got Hattie, who's 2 years, 8 months. Amber, she's 2 years, 9 months.
And who's this down here as well?
Alfie, he's 5 months.
Hello. Hello, Alfie.
I live beside of town, so we come up quite a lot, and Hattie really loves it here, and we get to sit and have a cup of tea, so
yeah,
love it
good.
Up here, yeah.
I really like it. Yeah, we've not been to these sessions before, but we've been generally before, yeah.
We can hear coffee being made in the background, so if you're wondering what that noise is, we are currently on the break in the middle with snacks and tea and coffee.
My name's Libby, and this is my daughter Florence, and we're both from Harrogate.
How old are you, Florence?
Three.
You're three. And what are you eating at the minute?
Toast.
Toast. What's on the toast?
Jam.
It's a great opportunity for Florence to get out in the countryside and spend some time with some animals. She loves the play area. We can come here whether it's raining or it's fine. So, and she learns lots of things about farming life. We've done lots of fun things while we've been coming.
Florence, what's your favourite animal that's here?
A rabbit.
A rabbit? Why do you like rabbits?
Because I like rabbits. Because they suck my ears.
Hi, I'm Janine, and I'm here with my niece Natasha and her two children, so my great niece Ava and my great nephew Oscar. It's an excellent environment. It's a true farm, so you see the farmer working every day, and it's not that far from Harrogate.
Yeah,
the
family about 20 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, I live down in Hammersweith, so it's not far at all for me.
So I've found Ava's mum. Hello, Ava's mum. What's your name?
Hello, I'm Natasha. I'm Ava's mummy.
And you are quite a regular here at Brimham Rocks Adventure Farm.
Yes, we come every week, and it's actually helped me quite a lot because I've also got a little boy who's nearly 7 months old, and to get out and about and meet new people and meet new friends is very good for me at the moment.
Okay,
because I suffered with PMD, well, anxiety quite badly, so yeah. So it's been quite good. It's been a godsend to us, so yeah. And Ava absolutely loves it.
Does she?
Yeah.
That is the sound of the lovely Mrs. Berry here at Brim and Rocks Adventure Farm. I've also found Sophie. Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
Now, we have been exploring all sorts today. I have cuddled baby goats, I've played with the horses, I've watched children build scarecrows, but Mrs. Berry is the star of the show when it comes to February half term. So tell me a little bit about what's happening.
Yeah, we'll have Mrs. Berry. She's our lovable pig and her friends on the farm. They will be making an appearance every day. You will get a trotograph when you meet Mrs. Berry.
What's a trotograph?
A trotograph is our autograph from our very own pig.
Oh, I love that.
So, yeah, they'll love that for the children. There's face painting, there's little entertainments, there's crafts, activities, all pig-themed and all farm-themed that all the children can take part in. We do an edible mud pie that they can...
Oh, is that... Tell me that's chocolate.
Well, I think it might have something to do with chocolate.
Oh, excellent. Very happy.
Yeah, we're going to do edible mud pies. We've got crafts and also the... outdoor play area, the indoor play area, all of the regular petting barn is open. That's included in your admission when you come in. We've also got coming up, which is quite exciting, we've got Lambing Live on the 1st of March to the 3rd of March. Get your wellies on, come down, and you'll be able to see what happens. Hopefully we can get some lambing there and then when people are here.
You can't plan when a lamb's going to be born, exactly. And then just one more look forward, not about February half term, but Easter half term. We've got something new coming to Brim and Rocks Adventure Farm.
We are going to be running a holiday club. We are going to do this during the Easter holidays. There will be more information coming up on the social media just before then with a little bit more information. It's all going to be sort of outside based as much as we can do, try and get a lot of education in for the children, but also make it fun, making it a great thing for families during the holidays, especially if mums are working, dads are working, childcare as well, they're here for the day.
So that one is coming in Easter, but of course for February half term everything kicks off for the 22nd of February. Thank you very much, Sophie, and also thank you very much to Mrs. Berry.
Activities for Brim and Rocks Adventure Farm are all set to go for February half term. It's just a few miles north of Harrogate, near to Brim and Rocks, as the name would suggest. And you can find out more and have a look at some pictures of Brim and Rocks Adventure Farm at strayfm.com/family.